Just a little while ago, I walked into the Citgo gas station on the corner of White Street in Danbury to pick up a couple of items. Standing at the counter is this smoking hot meth head, or she could have been a crackhead, or maybe both. I mean, I don't mean to judge, maybe she was neither, but she had that classic meth head look, you know, the stance where the hip is way out and her hand is resting on her hip for a few seconds, then bam, she shifts her weight to the opposite side, so now the other hip is way out and her opposite hand is on that other hip. When I say smoking, I mean her body was just that. So she asked the clerk for a bunch of items, who was a young Indian man, by the way, the clerk was, and she whispered one item, so I'm going to guess that whatever that was some sort of paraphernalia or something that was going to be used in the partaking of some illegal drug. But I digress. So I'm checking her out, and the Indian dude is sort of watching her walk away as well, and she's met halfway to her vehicle by some much older man with a long-sleeve button-up shirt tucked into his extremely wrinkled white dress pants and wearing New Balance sneakers. That's another thing I noticed. But he probably was aware that the kicks were New Balance, unlike my dad on Father's Day when he proudly proclaimed that his new pair of sneakers were Nike, which he said was obvious because of the really big letter N on the side of them. Needless to say, he was surprised to find out otherwise. But I really, really digress now. Back to the smoking hot meth chick. So, me and the Indian clerk are watching her walk to her car, accompanied by Don Joneshead, and I say to this guy, "Damn, what the hell is she doing with him?" He continues to watch the chick and said without turning his head, "I don't know, but he's going to be fucking her tonight. I guarantee it." Needless to say, I left the store laughing my ass off. Just thought I'd share that.